Greetings in Jesus' name. Welcome to our daily inspiration today. Let's look at the Word of God again and see what encouragement we can gather from the reading of the Word and an inspiration, something to inspire us to do God's will and to walk with Him. I'm looking at Philippians chapter 4, verse 8 today, and I want to read that and make a few comments on that, on it. Philippians 4, 8 says, "Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue, and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things." Excuse me. Paul is encouraging us, the Philippian church, and us, I believe, to meditate on these types of things, things that are noble and good and just and lovely, praiseworthy things, to meditate on it. Our tendency, the inclination of the human heart is to dwell and to dwell on an evil report, to dwell on bad news, and to just be consumed with negativity and bad news. And that is very unhealthy for us spiritually. When we meditate on good things and we meditate on God's Word, first of all, our mind can actually be renewed and transformed, and we can develop new thought patterns, new ways of thinking, and our outlook changes. We can become more like Christ by meditating on what is good. When we meditate on God's Word and we talk about that, with our family, with our co-workers, with people we meet, talking about good things, then our minds, our hearts will get in the habit, will get in the pattern of thinking that way, and then to say something evil or to sin does not come as readily by meditating on good things. So I want to just present that as we close out the week, to meditate on good things, meditate on God's Word, meditate on good news, look for good. Look for good in others. Look for ways to encourage others. It is impossible to encourage someone if all we see is their bad points. We must look for good and encourage others in that. Be blessed.